It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. Your Wiki Corner today brought to you by Nibleck Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, we are wrapping up our theme week on vice presidents today.
Yes.
And we're talking about John Nance Garner.
John, you did it again. Another one I've never heard of. John Nance Garner.
Right. So he was our 32nd vice president, serving from 1933 to 1941 under President Franklin D. Roosevelt. A member of the Democratic Party, Garner served as the 39th Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives from 1931 to 1933, having been a U.S. Representative from Texas from 1903 to 1933.
Ooh.
30 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah. Garner is one of only two politicians to have served as presiding officers of both chambers of the U.S. Congress as Speaker of the House and Vice President.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Garner began his political career as the county judge of Uvalde County, Texas. Nance was known among his contemporaries as Cactus Jack.
Oh.
Cactus Jack.
I like that. That's a great nickname. Cactus Jack.
During his service in the Texas House of Representatives, the legislature was tasked with choosing a state flower for Texas. Now, Garner was very much in favor of the prickly pear cactus.
Okay.
Apparently so much so that that's how he got his nickname of Cactus Jack.
He was such an advocate for the cactus.
Yes.
Good for him.
But the bluebonnet was ultimately chosen. But he was forever known as Cactus Jack.
Well, it's a better nickname than Bluebonnet Jack.
True.
That's
very true.
It doesn't have the same, masculinity.
Right. So Garner sought the Democratic presidential nomination in the 1932 election, but agreed to serve as Roosevelt's running mate at the Democratic National Convention that year. Like most vice presidents in this era, Garner had little to do and little influence on the president's policies. He famously described the vice presidency as being, quote, not worth a bucket of warm spit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
At the same time, he was considered highly effective in the passage of New Deal legislation, with Roosevelt relying greatly on Garner's wealth of political friendships and legislative skills to pilot New Deal legislation through Congress. And unlike vice presidents before him, Garner also had an active, non-ceremonial role in the U.S. cabinet.
Okay.
Even though that was his view on the vice presidency.
Bucket of spit.
Yeah.
Got it.
So Garner was reelected vice president with Roosevelt in 1936. During Roosevelt's second term, Garner's previously warm relationship with the president quickly soured as he disagreed sharply with the president on a wide range of important issues. Some Democratic Party leaders agreed with him and convinced him to run for the presidency in 1940. Garner might have had a chance at actually winning the Democratic nomination if Roosevelt hadn't decided to run for a third time. He decided to go for the job anyway, but Roosevelt hammered him in the primaries, and he ended up leaving office in 1941, ending a 46-year career in public life.
Well.
Yes.
He had a lot of time there.
He did. He retired to his home in Texas for the last 26 years of his life, where he managed his extensive real estate holdings, spent time with his great-grandchildren, and fished.
Oh.
Throughout his retirement, he was consulted by active Democratic politicians and was especially close to Roosevelt's successor, Harry S. Truman.
Mm.
In the late 1940s, his wife burned his public and private papers for some reason.
That was nice.
Leaving only his scrapbook collection, which is housed in the Barker Texas History Center at the University of Texas at Austin.
His scrapbook collection.
Cactus Jack's scrapbook collection. But there you go. You can see.
But you know what?
And why his wife burned all of his papers?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Were they in some kind of heated argument?
I have no idea. Maybe she was mad at him and she was like, I'm going to burn all your stuff.
Maybe it was cold. She's like, you know what? It's cold here on Texas. Cactus Jack, we're burning this stuff. And he's like, not my scrapbook. And she's like, okay, just all your personal records.
Right. Yeah. Save the scrapbook.
I want to see the scrapbooks, though. I want to see what this guy in his scrapbooks.
If you go to the University of Texas at Austin, you can.
That's a long way to
go.
I'm not sure I want to assume that much.
So on the morning of Garner's 95th birthday, which was November 22nd, 1963, that date might sound familiar to you, President John F. Kennedy called to wish him a happy birthday, and that was just several hours before Kennedy's assassination.
Holy cow.
Making it one of his final phone calls.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so one of JFK's last phone calls was to John Nance Garner to wish him a happy birthday.
I just got chills. That's
weird,
wild.
Right?
Yeah.
Garner died on November 7th, 1967, just 15 days before his 99th birthday.
Jeez.
And he remains the longest-lived vice president in United States history.
Cactus Jack. Don't mess with him. Mm-hmm. All right, you picked out a record to go along with John Nance Garner, did you, Sarah?
Yeah, so since he was a Texan, we're going to play Deep in the Heart of Texas Dwayne Eddy.
Sarah, thanks so much. Legends 1027, Dwayne Eddy, Deep in the Heart of Texas. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about Texan John Nance Garner.
Yes.
To wrap up our theme week on vice presidents.
Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. John Nance Garner was nicknamed Cactus Jack.
He was one of JFK's final phone calls.
And he is the longest lived vice president.
99 years old. My golly.
Yep.
And I love the nickname Cactus Jack.
Cactus Jack.
Love it very much. Folks want to learn more about John and Nance Garner. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. Yes. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It's all right up there. Plus, we stream this every day on Facebook, so you can see behind the scenes.
Sure,
you see images that go along with it. You can see pictures of Cactus Jack.
See pictures
in
of
fact,
it, yeah.
There's a picture that scrolled of Cactus Jack holding a massive gun in the Oval Office, I think it was, with Harry S. Truman.
Which
is a pretty unusual photograph.
That is. I'm surprised he was allowed to do that.
It might be in his
a different time.
In his scrapbook collection. I don't
maybe,
know.
Maybe. Maybe it came from a scrapbook, yeah.
plus, we archive all this stuff up at YouTube. Go to YouTube, search Sarah's Wiki Corner. It's made possible by Niblack Foods and the Genesee Valley Regional Market. And that's it. Concludes our theme week on Vice Presidents. And a heck of a week it was.
Yes.
Thank you so much for sharing all of that with us.
Oh, you're welcome.
You got it. Back Monday, 4:10 fresh episodes.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to that. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Supertramp, Billy Joel, and a lot more straight ahead as we work our way toward the weekend on Legends 102.7.